Hello, everybody. This is Sheldon Piznat here. I'm your host and founder of the globally acclaimed speaker series, SoulSpeak. And I'm with a master astrologist and shamanic healer, and his name's Benjamin Bernstein. We're going to be talking to him today about astrology, awakening, shamanic healing, and going through a wonderful process, too. It's going to be very beautiful and sacred. So fire up your engines and get ready, sit down, relax. It's going to be enlivening and very, very wonderful is what I can feel into right now. So I'm looking forward to it myself as a nice retreat for body and mind and soul. Now, a little background before we jump into speaking with Benjamin. Benjamin Bernstein is a professionally certified astrologer who's done about 6,000 astrology and shamanic healing sessions globally. He also hosts the number one astrology podcast on iTunes called This Week in Astrology. He has been voted best astrologer in the North Carolina Premier Reader Survey every year that the best astrologer category existed. He's also a shamanic healer and awakening activator, consistently facilitating powerful healings and spiritual awakenings with individuals and groups globally. His greatest joy is helping others access or deepen their spiritual awakenings with his simple, effective heal and awaken invocations, and much, much more. Anyway, we'll get into that, and I'll let him share that with you. Benjamin Bernstein, welcome, and thank you for being here.
Oh, it's my great pleasure, Sheldon. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. So, you know, we were talking a few weeks ago about this, and I want to jump right in about this, especially because I just happened to open up the newspaper today. I don't often go to the news. But you believe that all the craziness in the world right now is creating the perfect environment for each of us to attain spiritual awakening or deepen it. How can you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. The fact is, if we're in a comfort zone and everything's going just fine and we're content, there is little motivation for change. Right now, we're at a time, not just in the United States with our current political situation, but all across the world, there's a lot of upheaval, a lot of crazy, a lot of things that are very disruptive. And now there are a few people who are motivated enough that they're going to seek their inner awakening and their deeper, you know, truth regardless. But for most people, they're going to go on cruise control as long as they're reasonably comfortable. And in the U.S., it takes a situation like a Donald Trump presidency, for example, to get people so shaken up, so riled up, so out of their comfort zone that they'll begin realizing, well, I'm not happy. And, you know, for a while, a person can reach out into the world and get things that will please the five senses or comfort the ego, and those things will make them happy enough. But do that enough times, and you realize that's not real happiness either. There's a deeper happiness within at the spirit core that is, in my experience, the only true source of happiness. So until you're shook up enough out of your regular routine that was making you comfy, then there's no real motivation to change for most people. So I'm getting a better perspective on Donald Trump, for example, and I'm at the moment very glad he's doing what he's doing, not on the human ego level, where obviously he's doing things I'm not in favor of. But on the spiritual level, I see a lot of people getting shook up and their lives are getting more jagged and they're beginning to really need that inner peace because they're not able to find the peacefulness in their external physical circumstances anymore.
Boy, we could talk the whole interview about that process. I find, you know, it's an interesting, almost bittersweet kind of thing to see. For me, specifically, just to witness folks who, in my perception, are being more and more challenged, and they suffer and struggle. Also, intuitively, I'm knowing that they're guided to, you know, for the exact thing you're talking about, the awakening of something deeper to come forward, but they just don't know it quite yet.
Yeah, when clients come to me, it's an axiom. The more distressed the client is when they come to me, the bigger the breakthrough into awakening that they have. It's almost axiomatic. It's pretty amazing.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, no, that's interesting too. I could talk a lot more about that, but I want to ask you another question. You know, you're best known as an astrologer, especially because you host the number one iTunes astrology podcast. So you said that if there's just one thing you could offer in the world or to the world, it would be to heal and awaken. Your healing and awaken invocations, which I've experienced personally.
Right.
Why is that?
It's because of all the spiritual tools and techniques I've encountered, and I've been on the spiritual path for 40 years, and I've done a lot of different things. These tools are the thing that I have seen for over 6 years. A person who has never even meditated or even had an interest in meditating can take a tool like this, and in my experience, usually within 20 to 30 minutes, they're actually in an awakened state. And they do it by saying just a few words. It's pretty amazing. The what's happening in the world right now is, for many years, for hundreds, thousands of years, to get to awakening was a Herculean effort. You had to get serious, get into a monastery, spend years meditating, because the veils were very thick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the veils are thinning very rapidly now, and it's now possible for a person to get to an awakening in just a few minutes that even 10, 15 years ago would have taken years to get to. And it's just because the situation has changed and the access is so much easier. And what these techniques do is a person can say a few simple words. They are speaking directly to their higher self. The higher self, in my experience, watching this process, being part of it, when you invoke an energy from your higher self, the higher self has already delivered it to the top of your head. And if you can then just become passive enough into just a non-mental, relaxed focus, the crown chakra opens, the energy comes in, and you receive the energy you asked for, including the energy of awakening. And, you know, if someone would have said that to me, I would say that's way too simple. That's, you know, no way that it could be that simple. And yet it is. And I did not create this technique. I was in the middle of an ayahuasca ceremony years ago, and ayahuasca herself dropped the technique into my mind. And I tried it on someone immediately after the ceremony was over, and it worked. And I worked on a group of people who worked on them, and it's been working. It's now worked literally thousands of times, and it just is incredible. So I didn't author it. I just received it as a gift from the divine, and I've been sharing it ever since. So in a nutshell, the reason I think this is the one thing I would do is because I don't know anything else a person can do for themselves without anyone else's involvement that can get them into a daily state of awakening where their routine experiences, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, great relaxation and peace, and it maintains itself without any effort.
Who doesn't want that, right?
I don't know.
And actually, I got my own answer as I said that. My earlier version in life, the person who didn't even know that, you know, what it felt like to live in an awakened state, that might be the person who's just like, well, that sounds way too easy. What's so great about an awakened state?
Yeah.
For those of us who have tasted that and have experience, we certainly know. So, you know, I'm wondering if you can extrapolate a little bit about your experience of, you know, it really intrigues me how you were talking about the higher self delivering energy right to our crown chakra. Can you extrapolate a little bit about the inner workings of that process?
Yeah. Okay, so here, my experience, and I've had this confirmed by huge numbers of people, is you are not just your ego and your body. That is your tool, your instrument, your rent-a-car for a few decades. What you really are is pure, peaceful awareness. And that is the next level of you up, the soul or higher self that created your human self. Now, for most of us, the price of admission into being a human being is amnesia. We actually are required to forget that we're God to be here. Now, some get to stay awake, but most of us, we go to sleep for a while. Then, when the time is right, then the person regains awareness that they are more than their human self. And then what this awakening process does that I do is it actually, you know, it's a four-step process. First, you call in maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good. You receive that. It kind of makes you feel good and blissful and makes you very peaceful. Once you're peaceful, you invoke oneness with the absolute peacefulness that you are, which merges you consciously with your higher self, which is pure energy, no shape, no form. It's peaceful. And in that level, there's literally no mental chatter and no challenging emotion. You're just floating there super peaceful, and it's gorgeous. And you could stay there forever, but we're not done. Then once you've got to that, we then call for the integration of that higher self with the physical body, which creates embodied awakening. And now you get to have those qualities, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peacefulness, while you're going through your three-dimensional life, your daily human experience. But at this point, you now know, not as a theory, but as an experience, I am not this body. I am pure awareness. I am the consciousness that is animating this body. You are no longer identified solely as a human being. And paradoxically, you then have a much richer and more fulfilling human experience when you realize that's not all you are. You have a greater perspective. And you can be more fully human by realizing that you're more than human. And so there's no downside. Everything becomes richer and more wonderful and more amazing from that state. And then so you have the initial experience through this four-step process. And the final process is just, if you like it, you do a little invocation to lock it in more consistently. Then it just takes 8 words to maintain it. If you just start the day with the words maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please, and then you relax in breath, you know, for a lot of people, that's all I ever do with them. I don't even do the cycle, because if they're open enough and I can sense they're ready to pop, then that is enough to get them there, and it might take them 5 minutes to get into the embodied awakening. But for others who have a little bit thicker bit of residue, we have to do the other process first to kind of scour the channel open enough so that they can have the experience, and then the 8 words are enough. So that's the process. Was that a sufficiently clear explanation?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to experiencing that process again. And, yeah, and I was just curious about your experience of the higher self and invocations and energy and the workings of metaphysics and quantum physics and all of that. And then, we could go for hours about that.
I'll nutshell it. For me, the best thing I can say, awakening goes infinitely deep. Unless you're at the point where you are so fully immersed in the void that there is no sense of personal identity left and you are literally everything simultaneously, then there is more awakening you can do. And I've had a couple of times when I got to a level of bliss next to the other, I surely have hit the jackpot now. I've got to be 100% fully awake now. I can't imagine any more amazing than this, and then it got more amazing. So my premise is, for the vast majority of us humans, you know, no matter how awake we are, your motto will become, it always gets better than this. There's even greater ecstasy and bliss awaiting you at the level beyond this one, and you very quickly get to the point where you can't even imagine what it would be like, because these levels go beyond mind, and mind's where imagination happens. So you'll quickly realize, I can go into these levels and there's no words to describe it. There's no concepts I can even have while I'm there. I am just pure energetic experience. And, of course, that sounds like gobbledygook until you've been there. And if you've been there, you say, yeah, I know what you're talking about. And if someone asks me, describe that state for me, all I can really say is, you had to be there. You know, I can vaguely say it's like the most incredible bliss, ecstasy, orgasmic euphoria, beyond, you know, a million times greater than any orgasm you can imagine. But, you know, that is still even only a rough description.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is, because it's not like in my experience, it's so powerful, yet at the same time so gentle and infinitely loving. And
right.
So it's orgasmic without the orgasmic. You know, it's just bliss. It's just bliss and ecstasy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you do astrology, shamanic healing, and awakening activation, and sometimes combine all three of these modalities in the same session, right, with your groups and your one-on-one work and your interviews and all the ways in which you do that work. What is each of those modalities? What role do each of those modalities play in your work, and how do you integrate them?
Well, if a person is, like in my sessions, most people sign up for what I call Astrology Plus, which can include all the things you just described. And I find it's best for most people to start with the astrology, because they're coming in primarily with a left brain orientation. They have questions, and we have to make the ego happy first. So we need to do enough astrology, which is a wonderful diagnostic tool. If you understand the symbols laid out in the natal chart, it's a beautiful blueprint of life purpose. It shows what you're here to do in terms of all major areas, whether that's career, life purpose, romance, where should you live. You know, everything is there, not only the natal description, but all these moving systems of planets rotating around the chart, and those show the timing of when the optimal times are to do certain things. So we get into that, and of course I could go hours and hours just on someone's astrology chart. But, you know, if then sometimes I just do the astrology. Sometimes as I begin probing into, okay, this chart shows this is a potential challenge, or are you having that challenge? Oh, yeah, da-da-da-da. And sometimes it shows up where, wow, the most valuable thing I can do with the rest of our time is not just give them a mental understanding, but actually do a bit of healing and help clear this energetic blockage that's causing them so much pain. Or it's clear that they're really yearning to go deeper into their divine awareness, and the best use of our time is not more mental understanding of such and such, but let's actually give you the experience of your awakening right now, and then you can cultivate it further on your own. So for me, you know, I don't ever plan the sessions anymore. It's all intuitively guided, and I just know in each moment, you know, where what direction to go, and I always, of course, get the client's permission before I shift modalities, but usually they're game for it. So to me, it's just a seamless, each thing has its own function, and I'm just intuitively guided in the moment to bring in whatever modalities are going to serve them best in that moment.
Gotcha. Well, how are you feeling about having more of a taste and an experience of the invocations at this time?
Oh, I'd love to share that. Tell me how much time we've got, and I'll tailor it to the available time.
We have, I'd say we have a good 30 minutes left.
Really? We can do
I
the
want
whole
to save
thing.
Some time. Want to say, I would like to save some time to pull people back into a left brain orientation a little bit, just so that, you know, we can then talk about your free gift and how they can connect with you further. So let's say, let's use, you know, let's save some minutes for that too, if possible.
So give me a sense of actually how many minutes you'd like me to be at when I actually complete the process in the end description.
25? Max.
Got it.
If possible.
All right, got it.
25 with
ready?
Just the process, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just say go, and I'll go.
Go. Go for it.
All right. Okay. So we're now going to do a roughly a 20-minute invocation cycle, so I encourage you, if you're joining us now, to relax. Please make sure the next 20 minutes are going to be uninterrupted, so you can give it your full attention. Please, obviously, you need your full attention inside. You can't be driving or doing anything that requires your attention in the outer world. So assuming that's true, please close your eyes now and feel your entire body at once. And please notice if, in addition to your physical body, you have any awareness of the part of you that might be called energy, prana, chi, tingling, current, heat, the part of you that's energy and not just flesh. So see if there's any awareness of that at all right now. And if there is such awareness, next notice which is more vivid in my awareness at this moment, the physical part of me or the energy part of me. And just get a sense about what the mix is, how much energy, how much flesh awareness, and just note that and then release it. Good. So we're going to begin. The eyes will remain closed throughout this process. The assumption here is that you do have a higher self. It can hear you, and it's going to respond to your invocations. So you're first going to ask your higher self for the maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good. So please repeat this after me, like a say and repeat. If you can do it out loud, fantastic. If you cannot, doing it mentally will still work. So please repeat after me now. Spirit that I am, please saturate me with the maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. this or something better. Release the words. It will not help you to remember them. And now I'd like your attention, please, on your breathing. Your task now is simply to feel each breath as it enters and leaves your body. To help you with this, please now notice, where in the body is it easiest to feel the breath right now? Is it the nose, the head, throat, chest, belly, diaphragm? Just notice the next couple of breaths that go, where is it easiest to feel for you right now? Wherever that is, place your awareness there. There is no breath control. There is no effort. Just let the breath do whatever it wants. Your job is simply to feel the sensation like an animal would. Pure sensation, no thought, no controlling of any kind. Just feel it. A few pointers as you're feeling the breath coming and going. To have the optimal experience here, please do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen. Please do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. You're just passively feeling the breath. The other key instruction is what to do with distractions. You're going to have them while we do this. A distraction means your attention is going to be on anything other than your breath. When you notice that this has happened, for starters, do not try to fight or change the distraction. That will simply make it stronger. Instead, I would like you to relax back into your breath, and I would invite you to do this very gently and persistently. There is no way to do this wrong. It does not matter how many times you get distracted or how long they last. All that matters is when you become aware that you are no longer on your breath, you gently return to it as many times as necessary. So with those instructions understood, no effort, no visualizing. When the distraction arises, just relax back to the breath. Just do that. By the way, if you've returned to breath from a distraction and the distraction remains in the background, that's perfectly fine. There is room for both of you. Let the distraction remain in the background while you choose the breath. We're going to, as the breath awareness continues, we're going to do a refinement of it, which is called the minimum effort game. What we're going to find out is what's the least amount of effort you actually need to feel the breath at all. We're going to begin the minimum effort game by dropping to zero effort. Please now just be. Chill out completely. In this zero effort state, please notice if there is or is not any breath awareness all on its own. If there is, stay at zero. If zero effort means you've lost the breath, then please add the teeny, tiniest amount of effort you need to feel the breath at all. I mean, the very tiniest amount that gets the job done. So rest in that passive breath awareness using zero effort or the least effort that gets it done. Good. And now you may be feeling more peaceful. And I'm feeling now that enough of us are peaceful that we can move forward. So now become aware of the peacefulness that you're feeling. And we're now going to do the next invocation, which is to be one with the absolute peacefulness that you are. So if you're willing to do that, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am. Please make me one with the absolute peacefulness that I am. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. And now we release breath awareness and we place our attention on the peacefulness itself. And your job is very simple. It's simply to feel whatever peacefulness already exists. Whether it's just a little bit or whether it's a bunch, just feel whatever's there. You're not trying to change it or make it any different in any way. You are simply feeling whatever's there. It just so happens that this peacefulness is intelligent divine energy. And it is fully aware that you are paying attention to it. Its response to your attention is to give you more of itself. So as you feel that peacefulness, you'll notice it's actually increasing. You're not trying to make it any stronger, and yet it's strengthening all by itself anyway. So simply relax and continue paying attention to whatever strength of peacefulness is present. And know that if it is getting stronger, you're simply being rewarded for your attention. Continue to make the peacefulness your focus. And notice that as it gradually increases, it feels better and better, yummier and yummier. In fact, you may now be starting to feel a little bit different. At the very least, you'll now be feeling more calm and relaxed. You might be feeling light and floaty. You might even be aware of yourself now as feeling more like a cloud or more like a ball of light. Whatever your experience is, let it be exactly what it is. Keep relaxing into that. And as always, the more you simply notice it, the stronger it automatically gets. More and more peaceful, lighter and lighter, floatier and floatier. Now I'm sensing that the majority of us are now mainly feeling ourselves as this light, floaty awareness. So please notice now that this part of you doesn't have a physical body. It doesn't even have a shape. It's just energy. In fact, notice if this part that you're floating in right now is having any mental chatter or challenging emotion right now. Notice if it is peaceful. And if all that's true, then release all effort, go back to zero effort. Just be, let yourself float. And if all that I just said is true, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless, then I congratulate you. You have now awakened to your higher self. If you're having that experience, that means you have consciously merged with the part that created the human you, your higher self, your divine self, your soul. It doesn't really care what you call it. It just loves it when you show up. So just take a moment and feel this experience of being light and floaty and free of thought and challenging emotion. And you'll notice it feels really yummy. There's a blissfulness and ecstasy here that is sweeter than anything your five senses ever get to experience. You'll also discover, man, there's nowhere to go and nothing to do here. So we're therefore going to move now to the next step in just a moment. but I'd first like to note my understanding of this part of you is it's unborn, undying, immortal, eternal. The physical body you're occupying will die someday. When it does, you'll still be this awareness, and it will go on to whatever is next in that long journey of soul evolution. So death is an illusion. The forms change, the consciousness continues. In fact, in this moment, notice what feels more vivid to you right now. Is it the light floaty energy part, or is it the physical human body? And if your experience is that the energy you feel is more real, then you're right, it is. But you know what? We came into a human body, we incarnated for a reason, and we've got stuff to do here on Earth. So why not do it with this higher self joined with you? So our next invocation is going to be to invite this higher self to join you in your physical body. Before we can do this, though, we require your ego's permission. So you may notice I'm talking to your awakened self right now, but now I'm going to direct the next comment to your physical human self. So, human self, here's my proposition. I want to see if you're willing to slide off the driver's seat and slide to the passenger side of the car here, and I want to know if you're willing to let your divine drive. And to reassure you, ego, that you're safe, if you at any moment don't like the way your divine is driving, you can at any point you choose slide back over, take the wheel, and your divine will step out immediately, and you, the ego, will be back in control of this body. So it's an experiment. If you don't like the results, you can reverse them instantly. You are at absolutely no risk here. So this is a test drive. You're not buying the car yet. So, ego, as an incentive, I want to tell you the things you'll get to experience as long as your divine is driving that you simply don't get when it's not. And these include, you will enjoy, as part of your daily human experience, more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you are responsible for, you will do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out in your head so much, more and more, you will simply know what to do intuitively. And more of what you do all day will get filled up with bliss and ecstasy. And that's just for starters. So if that sounds like something you'd like to give a test drive, then this is the moment to call your higher self to join you. If you are willing to do that, then please repeat after me. Spirit that I am, please integrate my peaceful light body and my physical body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you, this or something better. And since we're now back in the physical body, we're returning to passive breath awareness. Once again, as you become aware of the breaths coming and going, notice where in the body do you feel it most easily. Rest your attention there and let the breaths breathe themselves. Once again, we're playing the minimum effort game. Please drop to zero effort. Just be. If zero effort is enough to maintain at least a tiny bit of breath awareness, stay at zero. If you need a little bit of effort to keep the breath going, add a tiny bit of effort back. Just the bare minimum that gets it done. Beautiful. Now relax. In the background, you may feel energy shifting in the body and doing things. It's doing its job. The ego part of you, though, must maintain breath awareness. Its job is to hold a non-mental focus, just on a feeling. Because if you have any thought at all, it creates a static field and it makes it harder for the divine energy to enter. There's literally no thought that can help you when you're in the middle of an invocation process. So just choose that non-mental focus, the breath. Keep feeling it come and go. Beautiful, beautiful. Based on what I'm feeling, most or all of us are here. So we're now going to run the embodied awakening checklist. To yourself, please simply answer yes or no to each question. Do you have full awareness of your physical body? Do you have full awareness of that peaceful light body? Can you feel both bodies at the same time? Are the two bodies so blended that it's hard to tell them apart? At this moment, are you experiencing any mental chatter or challenging emotion? Are you peaceful? As you now drop to zero effort, is it still true that there is no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, and that you're peaceful? If that is true, then you have attained embodied awakening. Good job. The light body and the physical body have merged into one thing. And you'll notice it's effortless. It takes no effort at all for this to maintain itself. As long as the bodies are connected, they're in sync, it is an effortless experience. And you get all those juicy benefits I described a moment ago. So please ask yourself now, what do you prefer, the way you feel right now or the way you normally feel every day? And if you'd rather have this as your routine daily experience, we have one final invocation to do. So repeat after me if you wish. Spirit that I am, please place my main awareness in my peaceful light body from now on, while maintaining optimal functionality in the physical world. Let this be so to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. And one last time, relax into passive breath awareness. Feel the breath come and go on its own. Try zero effort, see if it's enough. Just be. Lovely. So, there's going to be some processing in the background. A lot of people have certain brain stimulations that are going to help them stay awake more consistently. This will all run in the background while I wrap this up. So check in once again, the criteria for embodied awakening. At this moment, are you having no mental chatter, no challenging emotion? Are you peaceful? Is it holding itself? If the answer is yes, you're there. And let me now give the extraordinarily brief, is it okay, Sheldon, if I tell them where the instructions are in writing on my website so they can reference them?
Yeah, absolutely. And if that's part of the free gift to the membership of Ease, that will be a claim. Yeah, then that'll be the big button for everybody that's there that says claim my free gift.
Okay. All right. So the instructions are in a slightly different place. So let me just give that. If people go to astroshaman.com, and that's my website. And if you're on a larger screen, like a computer or a tablet, at the top of the homepage sidebar, there is a purple banner. It says Heal and Awaken Invocations. When you click that, it'll take you to a page with two blog posts. The first one has a blue angel. It says Invocations for Healing and Awakening. Everything we just did is described there, and the shortcut I'm about to give is there as well, along with a ton of other very helpful information that's directly relevant to this process. There's also a second post with a screaming man. It says, "Your negative reactions, golden opportunities for clearing and awakening." And that tells you how to work with, you know, peeling the layers of the onion, that's the shadow work that kind of goes with this, but I won't have time to get into today. So basically, and if, by the way, if you're on a phone, then this purple banner will be about halfway down the page. But find it, click it, and full detailed instructions are there in writing for you for free. So basically, the eight words that will refresh this, as I said earlier, are simply maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. These are spoken to the higher self. You say them, you go to passive breathing, and many people report back to me that this state returns in like 5 or 10 seconds. My recommendation for maintenance is simply do this first thing each morning as soon as you think about it. Relax and breath until you feel like this, with the criteria I just said. Repeat as needed through the day. If it slips, do it again when you go to bed. And just, I'll touch very briefly, and if you still get triggered sometimes, which you will as your awakening deepens, every deeper awakening is preceded by a clearing of some heavy stuff that's been blocking it, you just use the healing invocation, maximum healing that serves highest good, please, and rest in breath, and whatever got stirred up, the divine flushes off. So there's a little more to it than that, which is all there in writing, and that's, but basically that's the gist of the process. So hopefully
wonderful.
We got that down in the allotted amount
beautiful,
of time.
Beautiful, wonderful, and I have a quick question.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we packed a lot of energy and awakening in a short period of time. You've got to love it. And for anybody in the audience, woohoo! Anybody in the audience, you asked Benjamin, who, you know, do you meet these criteria, so to speak? And oh, congratulations, mm-hmm. you're there. What if they're not? What if there is right now still some challenging emotion that's going on inside of them? What can they do right now? Before we wrap
then they
this
can
up,
do, they can do the healing invocation. Because I have had people, I start the process, they hit a rough spot because there's some heavy stuff that has to clear first before the light can come in fully. You would then say maximum healing that serves highest good, please. You rest in breath just like I've already described. The light will come in, flush it up, it will stir it up, flush it out. You may feel it going out your hands or your feet or out of chakra. It'll leave somehow. And once enough of the heavy has cleared, then you can resume the awakening cycle and get to the end of it. But the only thing that would stop it is if there's just a little bit of thick, sludgy energy that's in the way of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And let me
great.
Add that.
Thank you.
You don't
so
have
for anybody
to,
out
yeah.
there who.
Yeah. I was going to say, you don't have to know what the stuff is or how it got there. No mental understanding is required to clear the block. Just ask the divine to do it for you. Ignorance is bliss. Go ahead.
Literally in this sense, in this circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, so for anybody out there in the audience who has, who this, the energy is pushing something forward and out and purifying, just rest with it. Just follow the protocols. Relax. Nothing needs to be done. Nothing needs, you don't need to do anything about it. You don't need to fix anything.
Exactly.
Just stay with us. Stay with the process. And yeah, because I know I hit and I'm still flushing out some stuff. And just in case anyone else is too, I want to make sure that we don't leave them hanging here. Because that was powerful. A lot of energy moving.
Sweet.
Yeah, a lot of energy going. And I'll take it. We'll take it. Feels great. So for anyone interested, Benjamin's got a wonderful offer that's completely free that will help you immerse more in this and incorporate it into a practice or a daily experience. And that is his free gift. Why don't you take it away, Benjamin, and share a little bit about that?
Yeah, the free gift is my EASE program. EASE is my acronym for the Embodied Awakening Support Experience. I offer this freely. It's a live event I do every week. You can come in by phone or web from anywhere in the world. If you can't catch the live event, they're all archived. At this point, as we record this, there's nearly 100 MP3s archived in the EASE library. And these are processes that run between 1 and 2 hours. They are very powerful healing and awakening processes of many different varieties. And you know, I am here in this human body right now to help as many people as I can heal and awaken, and offering these for free is part of how I do that. So you would go to ask, you know, they can link from your side. I don't have to tell them how to get there directly, right?
Claim your free gift button right there on the page. Okay. Yeah.
Click the button from Sheldon's site, and it'll take you to my ease page. Once you're there, there's a full description of the program. There's several opportunities to enter your name and email. That puts you on the list. Two or three times a week, I send an email. We're about to do the next process on this date and time. Then after we've done it, here I just posted the recording. Go check it out. The recordings are every bit as powerful as the live events. We do this invocation process sometimes. We do a shamanic awakening process that combines this with intense shamanic clearing power. We're getting into all kinds of cool stuff. We're now processes where we merge as a single unified consciousness. I'm about to do a process of DNA reconfigurement where we're going to literally have the divine rewrite our DNA to get clear of our old wounds and limitations. It's, you know, I'm constantly getting downloaded with new stuff, and I integrate it into Ease immediately as soon as it comes into me. So Ease is a constant evolving process, and it's free. So if this vibes for you and you vibe with the vibe I'm putting forward, try it out. There's no cost, there's no obligation, there's no catch. I just want to help people wake up. So you're welcome to join it and hang around for as long as you want.
What a lovely offer. And, you know, we're so blessed to have people like you in the world willing to bring those downloads forward and your gifts and talents and make form from the formless and make that available.
My pleasure. You know,
is there anything? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can tell. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us before we close out our session, Benjamin?
What comes to mind is awakening is good for what ails you. I just want to put forth a simple idea, and I'm certainly not the first to say it. If you're just stuck in your identity as a human being, your suffering will be endless. There will be some joy, some pain, and it'll be like an endless hamster wheel. It's when you make that big step up to realize consciously, wow, I am pure energy. This human experience is a tiny part of the overall flow of what I am. And when you begin consciously knowing yourself as the pure, peaceful energy, everything shifts in ways I've tried to describe on my little presentation here, but it goes so much more vast and amazing than that is. All I can say is, in my own experience, I lived most of my life not even aware the awakening was possible. Once I actually got into it, oh my God, you could not pay me enough money to give this up. It is priceless. It is so sweet, and it enhances and makes more wonderful everything you do in your human life. So I just cannot recommend enough, whether you use my tools or anyone else's, please, if you want to have a much more magnificent human experience, if you want to really accomplish what you were born to do, then please put your awakening as first priority, and it no longer has to be a big deal with things like these invocations. You can have just a few minutes a day and have it all day long. So it doesn't take a huge time commitment or a huge effort. You know, the divine's making it real easy now. So a lot of people giving tools that are really quick and easy and simple. So please avail yourself of the ones that resonate for you and just be as awake as you can. You know, also, you're not doing it just for you. We are a collective humanity here. And when enough of us awaken and enough of us are holding that consistently, a tipping point is reached and the golden age arrives. That's another, we started the show talking about this vast disruption of the earth and all the craziness. You know, the earth is in its birthing things of awakening the global brain of which each human being will be a cell. And when enough of us wake up, the shift happens. So you're doing it for you, and you are helping all of your beautiful brothers and sisters at the same time. So everybody wins when even one of us wakes up. So go for it.
Well said. Very well said. Absolutely. You know, thank you so much, Soul Brother. You're a wonderful
pleasure. Presence,
and we're blessed to. I'm blessed to know you. So thank you for being.
I'm blessed to know you.
Connecting with me and connecting with the audience.
And thank you, Sheldon, for spreading the light so beautifully with what you're doing. So grateful to you.
Aw, my pleasure too. Gosh, and thank you all of you folks listening for collaborating, being part of this process. and Collective Awakening. And gosh, I support all of you and feel your support. And yeah, let's go for it and continue to support each other. Okay, tune in tomorrow, and we'll be back on Soul Speak. Thanks again, Benjamin.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.